Rabbi Lev, thank you for taking the time to answer my last question. My question now is, why do some people pronounce the kolam as an oi and some as an o? For example, Torah versus Torah. Anonymous from Canada. Okay, the dialects of Hebrew throughout the ages differed from place to place. The only way we know if a dialect is okay or not is because of Masorah, because we have a tradition that that was the dialect that my father spoke, or his father and his father before him. And we find that even in early times, there were different dialects in how Jews pronounced words. The Gemara speaks about a place where you call something Shunra, a cat, or Shinra. Seems to be the U and the E were interchangeable in different places. In Tanakh, the people of Binyamin could not pronounce a shin. They pronounce it as a sin. Shibolet instead of Shibolet. So we find these differences in dialect, and according to most opinions, all of them are valid, but a person has to follow the tradition of his family, or the tradition of the place where he is davening, if he's davening publicly for the tzibur or whatever. So all of these different pronunciations, if there is a Masorah, if there is a tradition for them, are valid, but a person should follow the Masorah of his parents and the place where he is.